Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Aruba at the NFA meeting, and I'm with Phil Koufidakis, who's the owner of Baker Brothers based in Phoenix. Phil, how you doing?
I'm in Aruba, and it's beautiful. And how bad could I be doing? It's great, Kemp. Thank you.
That's right. How many stores do you have in Phoenix now?
I have 7 retail locations and 1 to the trade location.
And how's business doing for you?
You know, it started out tough. It was a tough early part of the year, but it's building momentum now. So I think we're going to have a good finish to the year, and I'm completely optimistic about 2017.
A couple things I want to talk about. First is last night we had dinner, and you were talking about what you sell. You focus on fashion and design. You really do work with your end users, your consumers, and help them improve the looks of their homes. It was interesting you told me that your number one brand in carpet is actually number 4. It's the Dixie Brands. Talk about that strategy.
Well, for us, it's all about differentiation. It's all about bringing style, design, color. Quite frankly, the 40-ounce Fleck frisee is not exciting any consumers any longer, and that's why they're all going to hard surface. And so we try to make a presentation to the consumer that they're not going to find in most places, and it's all going to be driven around making your home beautiful, not just utilitarian and functional.
So you don't really compete with the home centers because you play in a whole different price point, right?
Listen, you always do compete with them to some level, but we're certainly not looking to be competitive with them. We're looking to bring something completely different to the table. As I always say, when the consumer leaves one of the home centers and comes to us, it's not because they're looking for us to give them a lower price on something. They're looking for some fashion, style, advice, service, all the things that we can offer that they cannot.
I met you, I think, the first time 7 years or so ago up in the Napa Valley region, and you were with the Creating Your Spaces people, and you've always been on top of your game when it comes to digital marketing. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. Tell me what you're doing, where you're investing, and exactly what your focus is with digital marketing.
Well, I would say this. We are now probably investing as a percentage of our advertising, which was next to none as little as 2 years ago or a year ago. I would envision that next year it might be as much as 50% of our advertising will go to the digital space, and that would include paid search and retargeting and a whole bunch of different stuff. But we're also doing things from direct emails to customers, and we're fixing up our site, and we're making it more engaging. And so it is ultimately where the customer is going for information, and one of the separators that we can have in terms of giving them the same visual online as we give them in store.
We did some recent consumer research, and we found out that the consumer starts online, may even go to the home center because they know they can browse around and kind of get grounded on what the prices are, what's available, that kind of thing. And then they usually end up at an independent retailer. And one of the problems that the consumer runs into is sometimes what they've learned doesn't match with what the person in the store is telling them. How do you handle that situation?
Well, there's an old saying, the first lie is the best lie sometimes. But the reality of it is that's one of the advantages that we have is the customer comes in, the company's been around since 1945, and we have built the business on being a trusted resource. And so, frankly, for us, we oftentimes can undo some of the damage and the information that they're not being given elsewhere. And for us, it's always been about full disclosure to the customer. We want them to buy the best product for their home, but we want to give them all of the right expectations that they should have versus just selling them a price. And then, you know, we don't have disposable customers. We have 4 generations of customers buying from us. So really giving them quality information is what we've been known for.
You know, with this new Wayfair phenomenon, how do you deal with people who, you know, really think they want to try to buy on the internet?
Well, I think the biggest question is what are the manufacturers doing to control that purchase on the internet? It's their product out there, and some are doing a good job of controlling price, and others are struggling with that, and some are coming to terms with that. And so it really boils down to whether you want to do it yourself or have me do it for you. If you're going to do it yourself and you're going to seek out a price, whether you seek it out on the internet or you run all over town, there's always someone who's going to sell it cheaper than you are at any price. It doesn't matter at any level. But the reality is if most people who want it done for them, they're looking for service, they're looking for all those things. And so price, while is a big component of the equation, is not the only component of the equation.
Another thing we found in our consumer research is that peer reviews really are an important dimension, you know, when people are making this selection. How are you dealing with that?
Well, that's interesting because we have been struggling for years to try to figure out how to get our customers to tell everybody what a great experience they had with our company. And so while they would tell us personally in writing, they would send us emails, they would give us ratings, we had no really way to get it out into the marketplace to combat potentially those negative reviews you may get from one or two people along the way. And so this year we instituted a new program with Creating Your Space that now puts all of those reviews online on my site. It also puts it online in Google and other places like that. So our star rating is now visible to the consumer. And now we have hundreds of reviews from actual customers online available, which is something that we have needed forever. We had them. We're finally in a place where we can tell everybody else, hey, we are a great company. We will service you. And here's what our customers are saying, unadulterated. We cannot filter it. And it's really been an awesome program for us.
I was going to ask you that. Sometimes, I mean, it's hard to please everybody. And sometimes you will get a negative one. And it's almost realistic to leave that out there, right?
Yeah, I think it is what it is. I mean, I think the cool thing about this program that we're working with is that you cannot filter it. And so Google gives it credibility because you cannot filter it. If you're going to filter it, anybody can filter it. Anybody can have their four best friends and their 16 cousins go ahead and write a review and make your company look great. But over the course of time, I mean, by next year this time, we'll have 500 reviews on there. You can't fake 500 reviews. If they're not having a good time or they didn't have a good experience, then we want to know about it, and we're not afraid to let others know about it. And we usually respond in kind, which is, hey, if we did it wrong, it was my bad, and we fix it. We're not perfect, and none of us are perfect because it's a moving business. So having some negative reviews really does actually help you, and so it gives credibility to the positive ones.
When somebody's online, they know they're going to buy some flooring. How do you make sure that Baker Brothers' website comes up as one of the first options for them to look?
Well, again, that's where the investment comes in. You know, we've invested and continue to invest a lot of money in the site, in the search engine optimization of the site, in the search engine marketing. Like I said, we're doing more paid search than ever before. And so we're involved in some of the organizations like Houzz and people like that. So you kind of got to be as many places as you can without letting your resources run too lean. So we spend a lot of time on that, on the organic part of it. And then you got to also understand what Google's doing every day because they're changing the algorithms regularly. And so once you think you got it, they put something else in place and they move you down the line. So it's a constant work. And again, I'll credit the CYS guys for that.
You're creating your space, people.
Yeah.
A lot of times the manufacturers also get traffic, and some of them have dealer locators. Do you give priority to those manufacturers that bring you traffic?
Yes, yes, and yes. It is an important part of the game. We had got involved in Armstrong early on and helped develop this program where we get a lot of leads from them. They've been a great partner on that kind of thing. And really for the manufacturers, it just makes sense. Why send business to a place where you can't win the battle? So when they send us a customer or a lead for a customer, we do everything we possibly can to sell that customer Armstrong. And 90% of the time, that's what we do, whether it's Armstrong or whether it's Stainmaster or whether it's Daltile or whether anybody it is. So it's important for the vendors to be sending those customers to places where they will get a representation, not only of product, but to represent the product that they want it to be represented. So big, very important going forward.
So you just mentioned three brands. I guess they're kind of the leaders in bringing traffic to you.
Yeah, those are the long-time partnerships that we have had and continue to develop, and we're working with several others now to make sure. And I think that ultimately it's about the integrity of the whole thing, which is, you know, if we're all aligned in the same space to say, you send it to me, I'll sell it to them, then I think we're in a good space. And so I think the manufacturers have to be very careful about where they're sending that traffic and making sure that they're giving themselves a great opportunity to succeed there.
All right, great. Phil, it's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Phil Koufadakis, the owner of Baker Brothers based in Phoenix, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.